Let's talk a little Audubon Wheeler football is joining us here on the Football Preview Show as head coach Sean Burks as we continue talking eight-man District 9 and their coaches. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet, Sean. 13th year as the head coach down there at Audubon. You guys coming off another fantastic season as you guys have done such a great job down there in building a program. 10-1 a year ago. Yeah, the only loss was to St. Mary's out of Remsen there in the postseason in the playoffs. You actually open up with them this year, but I get the sense that the guy's hungry from last year. You had such a great team, and there's some expectations I'm sensing from the kids coming into this year.
Yeah, you know, our kids are excited. You know, we don't talk a lot about last year. We really talk about the present and the future, getting better day by day. And, you know, this year's team has a lot of new faces, but it's also a team we've been looking forward to for years. And I know these kids have been looking forward to it for years. You know, when they played in junior high and they played in JV, just kind of the way the class is stacked together where, you know, our juniors have a lot of linemen in the group. Our sophomores have a lot of skill guys in the group, and our seniors have a nice mix of both. So now when you are able to stack those three classes, there's you know, some nice depth at some spots. There's some nice, you know, experience a little bit. You know, we did graduate a lot of seniors, but there's plenty coming back. And we've had some kids that have had a really good off season with their other sports and their lifting. And then a lot of kids had a really good JV season that on a different team or a different year, some of those kids would have been playing varsity. And, you know, sometimes as sophomores in other sports, you know, sometimes some of those kids start to quit if they're not playing varsity by their sophomore year. And we're proud to say that that really hasn't been a problem for us. And now these kids, as they're coming into their junior year, some of the sophomores will play JV. They're chomping at the bit to have their turn, and we're excited to see what they can do.
Coach, you mentioned that you have gained some experience. You guys win enough games comfortably enough that I know you get some of those guys in there. So even the guys that aren't returning starters have seen some varsity snaps a lot of times.
Yeah. You pull a bound and you look at Aiden Kiergaard's numbers, look at Mason Kasperbauer's numbers. You know, those were our JV quarterback, JV running back, and they had some varsity experience. Same thing up front. Obviously, it's a little bit harder to look at statistics and see who played offensive line, but we tried to rotate those guys in because, like I said, at sophomores last year, there were some of them, Hayden Larson, you know, Elaine Meyer. You know, you go down the list, we had a couple of guys on both sides of the ball that we wanted to get experience, and same thing. We wanted to get our upperclassmen out, keep them healthy. So, it's a dual benefit there, where it, you know, gets them experience and gets our varsity guys out healthy. We also got a little bit beat up last year. You know, Austin got hurt, Carson got hurt, Carter got hurt. Just the different guys at different times that were banged up. So, we were also forced to build some depth and forced to build some experience there at times as well. So. Yeah, we bring back some experience from both the JV level and the varsity level, and then, like you mentioned, at the end of some varsity blowouts, when we're able to get some JV guys in there as well.
Coach, having Carson Wessel back at quarterback, so with some of the, you know, inexperiences you just kind of mentioned, or new starters coming in this year, got to feel good having that guy that's kind of in control offensively, having that experience.
Yeah, we've got a ton of faith in Carson and Aiden. You know, both quarterbacks have a real feel for the huddle, a real feel for their teammates. You know, it's sometimes kind of a joke back and forth in the huddle when we're bringing Aiden in and for Carson, and, you know, we're trying to rotate, you know, kind of our ones and our twos at times, and we kind of try to mix them up because you never know on a Friday night who's going to be in there. And it was, I think, one of our first camp days, you know, Aiden had a really good break of the huddle where everybody clapped at the same time, and sometimes Carson's group and the ones, they hear me call the play and they all kind of start walking to the line of scrimmage, and guys were, you know, getting on Carson that, you know, Aiden's got better command of the huddle and whatever else, and it's healthy, you know. And so we've got a lot of faith in Carson and Aiden, and the guys around them do, and we've got a lot of faith in the guys around them to do their jobs, which Carson and Aiden will be the first guys to tell you at quarterback, you're only as good as the guys that are blocking or the guys that are catching the ball. And it starts at the quarterback, no doubt, with our system. You know, we like to be a dual threat. We also like to use our play action. We've got two guys there that we've got a lot of faith in.
You've talked about the skill guys that you've got. That sounds like a strength for the offense, but the O-line should be really good. Which aspect could be better to start the season? What's that strength to start the year, the guys up front or the skill guys offensively?
You know, I think they could both have the potential to be really good. I think Mason at running back showed some flashes last year at running back. Carter, will also get some tailback experience for us. Obviously, Austin and Brody both back at tight end and wing where they started last year. So there's just a lot of experience back there. Up front, it's just a little bit of meshing, but for the most part, it's been primarily juniors with an occasional senior and sophomore mixed in, and a lot of those guys played JV together last year. So that chemistry piece, I feel like, is a little bit further ahead. We were able to get some more stuff accomplished this summer and in camp. We're a little bit ahead of where we've been in the past, which is with as many seniors last year, may seem a little bit tough, but you also have to remember that, you know, all of our guys that are on our roster now that are coming in as freshmen, sophomores, juniors, you know, have had the same system in junior high. So sometimes we get some growing pains in junior high installing a zone defense and some of the read offense, but when they hit their high school, we really start to see those benefits. So, yeah, you know, when Aiden and Mason are freshmen, but they don't really look like freshmen, part of that is that, you know, they're in their third year now of learning our offense. So that helps. And same thing up front. You know, those linemen know their rules. We're trying to keep things simplified. Coach Christensen does an outstanding job of teaching our offensive line and getting those guys there. So we'll see what we settle on for a rotation up front. Obviously, we lost Colton from last year. We've got a few guys that are working to find that job. We're always trying to build depth there and also have some versatility that if somebody goes down, you know, who else can snap or who else can play guard, who can rotate. It's still early, and we haven't had our shoulder pads on yet, so that'll be a big deciding factor here between the next 2 weeks.
Coach, you mentioned Coach Christensen coaching the offensive line. He also runs your weight room, which I think has become such an important part of what you guys have built athletically, not just football-wise, but overall athletically down there in the athletic department at Audubon.
Yeah, you know, Coach Tyler Christensen, we call him Coach TC. What he's done with our boys' weight program has been incredible. You know, we're really, really fortunate that every kid is either taking weightlifting during the day for their PE credit, or they come in before school for early bird weights and get that done. We don't have to lift before or after practice. We're not hounding kids down. Most of our kids, if we give them a day off, they almost beg to come in and lift because they want to stay in that routine. And the kids are seeing, and the reason is the kids are seeing the benefits, right? You know, our kids are getting bigger, faster, stronger. It's what we max out, you know, at the beginning and end of a semester and beginning and end of a summer, so to speak. And, you know, we're at that point right now where some kids are putting up some really, really good numbers. And, you know, obviously they want to see those things keep growing. So our kids have bought in, our coaches have bought in. Coach Conkler has been there for years assisting as well. And Coach Conkler said early this summer, somewhere in about the middle of June, that he's not sure that he's ever seen a summer chemistry and summer lifting group that has been working as hard and as well together as our group has. And we're really excited about that. I feel like there's very few attitudes, very few kids that are missing workouts or think they're going to skip reps. And that also carries over to everything else. You know, we're seeing the same thing in football. You know, when a younger guy makes a play, you have older guys stepping up and cheering them on. You know, very, very little, you know, issues so far. And I forget that part of that is because they've been coming in at 6:30 a.m. together all summer and holding each other accountable and wanting to work hard. And guys see that and they respect that. If you're in there in the weeds of it with each other every day, and you start to build that chemistry, and we're excited about that. Major kudos to TC for the lifting program he's gotten started here and kept building. And yeah, we're reaping the benefits football-wise and across the athletic department.
I know that you've talked a little bit about the culture down there in that comment there and stuff, and it sounds like that one of the leaders maybe could be Austin Christensen, who's going to have to probably lead a defense. You guys graduated pretty much the entire secondary, but you still feel really confident about what this defense can be. What's the defense going to look like this season?
Yeah, you know, first off, with Austin as a leader, I think that's a key reason why our culture is so good. You know, you're not going to find a kid that's more likable than Austin, that's harder working than Austin, that's more humble than Austin. I mean, just whatever you check off, Austin's going to check those boxes. So when you've got a kid that's a senior that's getting every rep and working their butt off, and they're early, and then they're turning around and they're going and working, you know, hard all day, you know, out manual labor, blue-collar kid, just, you know, he's friends with underclassmen, he's friends with his own class, he's never better than anybody else. You know, when we watch film, he's harder on himself than anyone else is. He just expects that perfection and works at his craft so hard. And then you watch him play with a motor like he plays with on Friday nights, where he's always going and he's always physical. And I think that's a big reason why our culture and our climate's been really good this summer, because he sets that standard and everyone else has to try to hold themselves to that same standard. And he's been an outstanding leader. And defensively, we're expecting the same thing. You plug and play him at middle backer and tell him to find the ball and go. And he's had a really good two seasons of that. Last year got cut a little bit short. He seems to be chomping at the bit here for his senior year. And we're excited because everything kind of funnels off of him at middle backer. And as long as he's doing his job and flying to the ball, it makes everyone else's jobs easier too.
You guys never back away from playing anybody, Coach, and this year's no different. Your non-district games, you open the year with St. Mary's out of Remsen. You got Fremont Mills as your other non-district game. They're a traditional team as well. And then your new district, District 9, I think you like it. It's Arweva and Coon and Cam and Exirocorn, Kimbledon, Glen Ralston, and Griswold joining you guys. Overall schedule, overall strength of the district, what do you like about this season for you guys and the challenges that it's going to present?
Yeah, you know, the way eight-man is set up, where your non-district aren't held against you as far as making the playoffs, encourage people to go schedule each other. If you look across the state, there's some awesome non-district matchups and eight players, so I'm really proud of our program, but a lot of others as well. You know, Iowa Valley picked up the phone to call Don Bosco, right? So there's a bunch of those matchups across the state this year. You know, Lenox and Woodbine, Garrigan and St. Ed's, and you just go down the list. There's a lot of them, which makes it cool, right? We want eight-man football to be something that people are talking about. We don't want a bunch of blowouts every week. So, yeah, we picked up, we got in touch with Remsen and Fremont. They both agreed to play us, and their teams we've played a lot, and their programs we really respect. And Remsen will test us just because of how well coached and how fundamentally sound they are, and their schematics that they run, offensive, defense. They're just always so sound. I mean, there's a reason they've been, the bar for eight-man over the last half decade or whatever. And then Fremont Mills in the middle of the season, a lot of respect for Greg and the program he took over from Jeremy. I mean, they've been the team in Southwest Iowa that everyone's kind of compared themselves to. For a long time, for a decade plus. And their physical style, they're big, they're physical, they're flying around, they're aggressive. So two slightly different teams to prepare for, but two teams that will give us a really good benchmark of where we're at, both early in the season and the middle of the season. And then week zero, we got to have a jamboree scrimmage with Woodbine and Bedford, and it's kind of the same way, where Woodbine's going to spread it out and have really, really talented athletes and a really good scheme. And then Bedford's going to probably get under center and really ground and pound it. We're excited about those four teams that are going to present us some different challenges for our district play. Then you hop into district play, and we're excited. Number one, we're excited about the lack of travel after going to Fort Dodge and Baxter and Collins and Colo and everything else the last couple, 2 years. It's fun to play different teams, but at the same time, it's nice to start playing some familiar foes again.
Yep.
People we play in other sports, our kids know each other. Hopefully that leads to some big gates and some fun environments. Everyone likes to play on those Friday nights when the crowds are packed and it's a fun environment. Arweva, Coon, Glidden, Exire HK, Griswold, Cam, so there's a lot of history there. You pick any single one of them, you can probably pick out a game over the last few years that have been pretty monumental. And each one presents its own challenge. Arweva brings a lot of experience back. They're going to get some top 10 preseason love. Anytime you have a regaler, you can do some special things. Coon with the, new coaching staff and just the athletes they have coming off sub-state basketball, sub-state baseball, some legit state track finishes. They've got some special dudes. If they put it together, they're going to be a scary bunch. Glidden gave us a real run for our money last year. Coach Prescott heading into year two, I think, is building it the right way. You go south of us, Xavier HK has made the playoffs the last few years and is always a local rival for us that will be a fun game. Cam kind of speaks for itself the last few years. We were able to knock them off last year, but before that, they'd had our number. That'll always be a highly anticipated game, and now it's a district game, so there's a little bit more on the cycle. And Griswold, we haven't played since being 11-man, so it's probably the one we're the least familiar with, and we have to play them early in the year. So sometimes there's some challenges that go there when you play a team early that you haven't played in a long time or at all, which we just did, the last couple cycles. We had the same thing with Colo, where we opened up our district at Colo 2 years ago, and we got a real push. We probably should have lost the game. Luckily, their kid dropped the ball, but we just didn't have a lot of film on them, and they did some things we weren't prepared for. So that's always tough early in the season as well.
Well, Coach, I'm excited about the year. I almost wish it was the 29th already, but I know you still have some prep to do to probably have everybody ready to go. As always, we appreciate all the time. Excited to get down there and see you guys this year. We wish you the best of luck, and of course, we'll thank you in advance for the Friday scoreboard show and the interviews throughout the week and the stats that you'll send us after the games throughout the season. So thanks for everything, and thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage. You guys do a great job of giving our kids a chance to be recognized. So thanks for what you guys do in advance of a busy fall. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. We'll wrap up our breakdown of 8-man at District 9 when Mason Nealon talks to Austin Stolt coming up next here on the Football Preview Show.